couple of years ago on an Ash Wednesday, I was at the gym and I overheard a conversation between two young men that they were having that were about my age. And one of them was Catholic and the other was not, and they were talking about Ash Wednesday and seeing people walk around with ashes on their forehead. Little did they know that they were speaking right next to an undercover priest, so be careful what you say out there. We have eyes and ears everywhere, and you might end up in a homily like they are right now. But the one young man who is Catholic was telling his friend how in some ways he didn't agree with this practice of ashes on the forehead. And his argument reflected in many ways what we hear in the gospel, which is kind of a strange one to hear. Jesus tells us to not put our faith on display, and here we are about to put ashes on our forehead and go out into the streets. And this young man had some good points. He mentioned how the whole thing could seem hypocritical, that people liked to get ashes for the attention that it brought to them, that people seem to wear it as a badge of honor. And afterwards, everyone just seems to go back to how they were living before. And I listened to him, I found myself kind of inwardly shaking my head in agreement with him, until he finished by saying, "And that's why I don't do any of that stuff. I don't want to be a hypocrite." I thought, "Oh, you were so close, but you missed the point." Because even though what he said could be true, he really did miss the point. Because the very reason we wear ashes on our heads is to remind ourselves and those around us that we are hypocrites. We wear ashes on our head not to show off our faith, but to show our lack of it. That our faith is weak, not strong. And that we often choose the ashes of this world over the cross of Christ. We wear ashes to remind us that we need help. We cannot fix ourselves, and we need Christ. The ashes we wear reflect, represent all of our weaknesses, all of our inadequacies, all of our shortcomings, all of the ways that we are not good enough. And Christ takes those ashes, what they represent, and with them, he imprints his mark upon us, the mark of the cross. He uses the very things we wish we could get rid of, and he uses those to display his cross. All so that people may know without a doubt that it is not about us. We do not place our trust in ourselves. We are hypocrites. We place our trust in Christ. We supply the ashes. He supplies the sign, that of the cross. And so today, wear that cross made of ashes proudly, not because it reflects anything about ourselves, but because it reflects everything about Christ. And we may be hypocrites. We may not be the greatest example of our faith. That's not why we are here. We are here to offer what we can to the one who takes even our ashes and makes them into the greatest sign of love, forgiveness, and mercy for others, that of the cross. And so may we all have a blessed start to Lent. And may the cross, which will be imprinted on our head by these ashes, be also imprinted on our heart.